17 past nine. It's a big day for the health sector, I've got to say. This time more of a federal issue, but aged care staff in three states are taking strike action today: South Australia, Queensland, and here in WA. Workers are calling for a pay rise and a policy for minimum staffing levels. Almost 4,500 aged care workers just here in WA set to walk off the job at about 11:30 this morning for around 5 hours. We're joined by Carolyn Smith, who's the State Secretary of the United Workers Union. How are you this morning, Carolyn?
Yeah, good morning, Liam. Thanks for having us.
Carolyn, thank you. How many homes will this affect, aged care facilities in WA?
Well, this will affect facilities, all of Aegis and Regis facilities in Western Australia and some of the Hall and Prior facilities. So that is, you know, quite a number of facilities, probably about 50 or more facilities.
And what will they do to backfill? I mean, have they got anybody to backfill?
Look, it's been a really difficult decision for aged care workers to take this action. And, you know, obviously they care for residents every day and they don't want to put them in harm's way. So some of the things that we've put in place to make sure there's, I guess, maximum public attention but minimum impact on residents is to give the providers a couple of weeks' notice. And this strike isn't including registered nurses or health professionals or admin staff, to give them the ability to call in agency staff and work out their rosters. We're also, our members are doing the action this afternoon, so not in the kind of busy morning period where it would really, you know, have that impact on individual residents.
That's why you picked the middle of the day. Okay. Holding a rally too at about 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, aged care workers want, you know, I think the community is very behind aged care workers. They've had a lot of support over the last couple of years. So they just want to keep getting that message out that we want a better aged care system. I mean, they're obviously talking about wages, but actually their number one ask is more staff. Is more staff, is a minimum staff ratio, so they can provide that respectful and dignified care. So we can get rid of the 10-minute shower of a frail elderly resident. They're looking after 20 or 30 residents on a night shift. All those things that mean you might get the basics done, but you never have time for that kind of kind word, for that chat, to listen to a story.
Carolyn, have you had any response from the aged care providers, especially to the claim for a 25% pay rise?
We've been negotiating now for quite a few months, and the providers often say to us, "We'd love to pay you this if we had better funding." When we talk to the government says, well, bargaining's not about us. Why don't you talk to the providers? And aged care workers have actually got to the point where they're sick of being bounced between the providers and the government. And they're saying, this cannot go on. We cannot have an aged care system. We cannot be looking after the people who built this country, who raised us, who gave us everything. We can't provide them with the care they need as older Australians without more staff.
But have you got any sort of counter offer? Have you got anything to put to your members at this rally?
Well, look, we have some offers, but all of them are well, in terms of wage rises, are well below inflation. And we have some sympathy for providers and the level of funding they're getting, but we also know that there is no regulation on that money to make sure it goes to care, not to profit. So, you know, when we're talking about Aegis, we're talking about Regis, these are huge for-profit organisations. And so we're saying, we reckon you can do a little bit better, because we are seeing aged care workers with decades of experience walking away from the system, saying...
All right. Will this roll on, Carolyn? Will this roll on until you get something more closely aligned with what you're chasing?
I've never seen aged care workers angrier and more determined. You know, they're very, very caring people, but I think they're now saying, we'll continue to care, but we're also going to care for the state of the system and for ourselves.
All right, we'll see how it rolls out. Thanks very much for joining
us
this morning. Good on you. Carolyn Smith, United Workers Union State Secretary and the National Director of Aged Care.